In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison dismisses Labor's economic plan as smoke and mirrors as Labor kicks off its election campaign in Perth. President Volodymyr Zelensky says 23,000 Russian soldiers have been killed in Ukraine. And in sport, St Kilda suffers a one-point AFL loss to Port Adelaide. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. Scott Morrison is dismissing Labor's economic plan as smoke and mirrors as both parties remain under pressure to explain how they will ease the cost of living if they win the election. The Prime Minister has been on the defensive this week over a two-decade high inflation rise of more than 5%, saying factors outside the government's control have led to an increase in everyday goods.
I do understand that Australians are facing cost of living pressures. I do understand that there is rising pressure on interest rates. We do know that the impacts on inflation are coming from well beyond Australia's shores. And some factors, particularly more recently, when it impacts on fruit and vegetable prices when it comes to the recent floods.
Relief would flow through to struggling Australians in the form of tax relief and one-off payments for pensioners, Mr Morrison says, as he spruiked his government's economic credentials. It comes as the Labor Party is today kicking off its election campaign in Perth, campaigning on reducing housing costs for low and middle income earners. Australian intelligence agencies are monitoring for possible Chinese interference in the federal election. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews said last week the timing of Beijing's security deal with the Solomon Islands was significant, and Beijing was clearly aware Australia was in the middle of a federal election. Labor has taken aim at the minister, with campaign spokesman Jim Chalmers saying her comments were remarkably desperate and unhinged. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham has told Sky News the comments are legitimate.
We've known that foreign interference is a real risk in the Australian electoral landscape and in Australian politics generally. It's why we, as a government, put in place foreign interference laws as part of a range of different protections that we've applied to Australia in response to the more aggressive and assertive stance of China and indeed other risks over recent years.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has lost more than 23,000 soldiers in what he described as a senseless war.
The occupiers are gathering additional forces for new attacks against our military in the east of the country. They brought reinforcements to the Kharkiv region, trying to increase pressure in the Donbas. They have lost more than 23,000 soldiers in the battles of this senseless war for Russia. But they do not stop.
He added that thousands more Russian soldiers will be killed and thousands wounded in the coming weeks. Hollywood actress and United Nations humanitarian Angelina Jolie has made a surprise visit to the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. At one point, Ms. Jolie had to run for shelter when air raid sirens suddenly blared. She spoke with displaced people who have found refuge in Lviv, including children undergoing treatment for injuries sustained in a missile strike on the Kramatorsk railway station in early April.
They must be in shock, and they must also... I know how trauma affects children, and so but I know that just having somebody show how much they matter, how much their voices matter, I know how healing that is for them.
Ms. Jolie has been a special envoy for refugees for the UNHCR since 2011. A politician from Britain's ruling Conservative Party has announced he will resign after admitting he had deliberately watched pornography on his mobile phone in the House of Commons chamber. Neil Parish, who represents a seat in southwest England, said he was standing down after what he called an indefensible moment of total madness. The 65-year-old, who has been an MP since 2010, had already been suspended from the Conservative Party and faced at least two parliamentary probes after he was publicly outed on Friday in the scandal. His public identification ended days of speculation after it emerged at least two other politicians had complained that an MP had been seen watching porn in the Commons amid broader accusations of a misogynistic environment in Britain's parliament. In sport, and St Kilda coach Brett Ratton says his team has some work to do as he contemplated a frustrating trip home from far north Queensland after a one-point AFL loss to Port Adelaide. The wayward Saints had more than enough chances to put the contest out of reach long before power forward Robbie Gray's hurried shot on the run from near the boundary line provided the winning behind deep inside the last frantic minute on a wet and slippery Saturday night in Cairns. Mr Ratton says he's well aware his team can't afford to squander so many deep entries into attack when they face undefeated AFL ladder leaders Melbourne at the MCG today. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 25. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21 degrees. Melbourne, much the same, 20. Hobart, possible shower, 19. Canberra, sunny, 18 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 20. Sydney, possible shower, 22. Newcastle, similar conditions, 23 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 24. Cairns, showers, 29. And Darwin, sunny, 35 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.